Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
I'm not sure the words summer economic statement excite that many people, but they do excite the papers because it's the main story for a lot of them this morning. I'll just give you one because I know people might fall asleep hearing about a summer economic statement. So the Irish Times says Budget 2027 will be the tightest since before the pandemic. There will be less cash available for new spending measures next year as ministers face the tightest budget in October since before the pandemic. This is according to figures published by the government yesterday. It's all about billions here. Government spending on day-to-day services and building new infrastructure will grow by 7 billion next year to 125.5 billion euro. This is after the Cabinet approved the summer economic statement, and the statement is one of the key budgetary documents published by the government over the course of the year. Also on the front of the Irish Times, they're looking at women who want to have private maternity care, and about 150 of them have been turned away by consultants at the National Maternity Hospital over the last 6 weeks. This is because private maternity services are ending in Irish hospitals, and one senior clinician, Declan Keane, who's a senior clinician at one of the biggest maternity hospitals in the country, said it was only the second time in almost 30 years that he can remember doctors at Holles Street refusing mothers who wanted to go private. And there's a warning that this now ending private maternity services will be a real problem. On the front of the Irish Independent, very dramatic photograph of firefighters battling to contain the blaze at Slievna Mon. There's a picture of an aerial support unit dumping water on a large blaze that has been burning for 3 days at Slievna Mon Mountain in Tipperary. Also, by the way, on Newstalk's Instagram page, you can see the view from the helicopter of dumping the water. It's quite dramatic footage, so check out that as well. Fire services are hopeful that the blaze is under control, although then we heard yesterday that it had spread to a nearby Quilcha forest. But it's quite a dramatic picture on the front of the Indo. The main story is that the central bank is carrying out a massive investigation into life insurance firms, and the move could lead to refunds for people who have pensions and investment products sold by these firms. Quite vague on detail here, but depending on the outcome, it could prove to be one of the biggest overcharging controversies since the tracker mortgage scandal, debacle, controversy, whatever you want to call that. And the probe is the biggest ever into the domestic life insurance sector. So expect to hear a lot more about that. The Irish Daily Star, double killer is the headline. A man who previously shot dead his sister in an accident is now a double killer after being found guilty of another man's murder. This is Derek Boyd, who knifed Mark Carroll at his home in Dublin after a row. He was serving the suspended part of a sentence for his sister Sandra's manslaughter. The Irish Daily Mail is looking at the row between solicitors and the government, and it has an exclusive, and they say that a solicitor will earn over €31,000 for 1 day's free legal aid. So they give the example here: a solicitor will earn over €31,000 in fees for legal aid for a single court appearance representing a client charged with 130 money laundering offences. Invoice data reveals the solicitor submitted claims to the state for payment on a fee per charge basis. So they're getting paid per charge. So get the calculator out. If your client has 130 charges, you can make €31,000. And it comes as the Justice Minister has dug his heels in a deepening row with solicitors over a new fee model. So the idea of a solicitor being able to claim for that would be scrapped under the new funding model. So that's the main story for the Mail. Inside the papers, it still hasn't been confirmed that Donald Trump is coming to Ireland in September, but the guards are getting ready for it anyway. They've stepped up a special policing plan ahead of Donald Trump's expected visit to Ireland. We even have a name for the plan. It's called Operation Far Sunrise. And Garda HQ has asked officers if they'd be willing to carry out overtime on the weekend starting Friday, September 11th. Now, the rumour I've heard is that Donald Trump is going to come on the 12th and 13th of September, but that would be over a weekend of the Irish Open, obviously. So we have September 11th is when the Garda operation would start. And neither the White House nor the Irish government has confirmed the visit, but Gardaí are preparing for Donald Trump to arrive at Shannon Airport on the Friday and then visit Doonbeg. And he also might travel to Dublin as well, as if they weren't busy enough in the Guards dealing with the EU presidency, now having to deal with this as well. But it's a major policing plan called Operation Far Sunrise, and it's going to be one of the biggest security operations to happen in the history of the state. Of course, we did have before Queen Elizabeth come and then Barack Obama in around the same week, wasn't it? So we were able to cope with that. So we should be able to cope with this, one would imagine. Lots of coverage in the papers too of the iconic fashion house Dior, Christian Dior, announcing it'll hold its fall 2027 show in Dublin this December. The Irish Examiner says the fall collection will be unveiled against the backdrop of Trinity College's old library, which is a beautiful building. Jonathan Anderson is the Northern Irish fashion designer and creative director of Dior, and he posted on social media yesterday he was so excited and proud to be able to show the fall 2027 collection at Trinity. Never mind your Paris's, it's all about Dublin now for fashion. This will be a big boost for the fashion industry in Ireland. And Jonathan Anderson says it is a dream come true because he began his fashion career in Dublin. Good luck to you getting tickets for that particular event. People can't afford to dine out anymore, according to the Star. More than 6 in 10 adults have cut back on eating out. And research has found 63% have reduced their restaurant dining in a bid to save money. And 77% say they would go out earlier if restaurants offered special offers, kind of like an early bird menu. People would do that, but they can't afford the full meal anymore. First Table, which published the data, says the results highlight a shift in dining habits and consumers care more about saving money compared with eating at a more traditional time. People also, 1 in 4 are now choosing cheaper restaurant alternatives, and 1 in 5 are ordering fewer courses as well. So maybe they'll just get the starter and the main rather than the 3-course and the tea and coffee at the end. A couple of final stories for you. One from the Irish Independent. If you're having a row with your partner, you should hold hands. We may be able to learn from chimpanzees because they alleviate tension before potential conflict. A study has found apes touch hands and kiss when they know they're about to have a row. And what they're saying is that if you hold hands, it might be the key to stopping an argument in the first place. Recently, we're told that you're supposed to take a breath for like 30 seconds and maybe that would calm you down. Now you have to hold hands with your partner and that might stop the row. And finally, in Japan, the Mail tells us female office workers are complaining of leg hair harassment after men were encouraged to wear shorts to work. So basically, female office workers in Tokyo are very insulted at seeing hairy legs on men in the office. Workers there are allowed to get rid of the suit because it's so warm at the moment, but women still have to wear tights in the office, and now they've coined the term leg hair harassment. Because they're taking offence at the sight of their colleagues' calves. And 53% of workers in Japan are opposed to the wearing of shorts in the summer, and 46% were in favour.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.